Blog Talk Radio.
You are good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship him for who he is. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God this day. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Happy, happy, happy Sunday. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. We bless and praise God on this day. hallelujah, for who he is this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on our Sunday morning service. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, we come this day, God, thanking you and praising you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for your sovereignty this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will have your way today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you will move on this line this morning, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, that you will visit every home. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will bless every home represented here, God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will just rain down on us this morning, God. We need a word from the very throne room this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The word that will bring change, God. The word that would heal, God. The word that will deliver, God. The word that will make free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, for the ones that don't know you, God, on today, Father God, that they will get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bless you, Father, for what you're going to do on this line this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask, Lord God, as I decrease, that the power of God increase in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you have your way, move by your mighty power on this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen this morning. Glory to God. This morning, people of God, this morning, glory to God. We thank God today. Amen. Glory to God for what he's going to do. I want to take us to a passage, amen, that, glory to God, that we all know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But today, amen, God wants to speak to us. I want to take you to the book of Mark. Amen. Thank you, Father. We're going to start at verse number 46. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible says, amen, glory to God. Now they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with the disciple and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately, come on, Holy Spirit, immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Here we find blind Bartimaeus figured out that Jesus was passing by. Imagine there was a common commotion and glory to God in the lobby. I'm going to take us to a scenario this morning. Glory to God. A commotion in the lobby of the church. All of a sudden, many people will begin screaming into the church. People of every race, all folks and young adults and teens and children, these people would be kind of like animated. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, excited. Some would be shouting, children would be kind of skipping along, and as you are sitting in the church, and suddenly you realize, because you hear a snippet of a conversation, that Jesus, the Son of the Living God, somehow is here on earth and again in the flesh. And he has decided to pass right through your church, right through your home, right there where you at. You don't know where he is headed. We don't know what is in his mind, but it's really him. And you hear various songs of praise of the crowd that is following him. And then suddenly, come on, Holy Ghost, he appears in the doorway of the sanctuary or wherever you may be. And it doesn't come in and wave at anyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And no, he is walking at a kind of brisk place. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. He is going through. Amen. Jesus is walking through. He's making his way through, and someone else has opened the back door. It is obvious that he is going to walk through the church or wherever you're at. Glory to God. You have exactly a couple minutes or seconds to get yourself together before he is gone. And what would you do? Move aside and let the people through. Maybe you'll jump up or jump down. Obviously, glory to God, it's going to happen today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we look at a scenario of Jesus just passing through maybe your neighborhood. Glory to God, and we'll shine the Holy Spirit. And we're talking, amen, just putting a scenario on what's happening, glory to God, while he's on the road of glory to God, and he's thinking, he's crying out to the Lord, and glory to God, and how this is a scenario of glory to God is what's happening. And most believers love the story. And it's a precious story. It's a warm story that shows the loving care of Jesus towards man and in desperate strait. Amen. Praise God. There is interesting fact. This is the only person healed by Christ that is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke. Glory to God, whose actual name is recorded, Bartimaeus. It is as though by the time Mark wrote this gospel, this man had become one of the well-known members of the church of the day. Maybe Bartimaeus never got tired of telling the event of never being forgotten day. And when the first saw the Lord, by the way, this is not the myth that we read. We read the word to glory to God, to be enlightened, to know what Jesus is capable of doing. Praise God. And know, amen, that is a stew. Come on, shot told it up. It's a true story that happens in the beautiful city of Jericho, glory to God, about 18 miles northeast of Jerusalem. Come on, somebody. This is the event that took place, glory to God, my God, just 10 days before the Lord Jesus was crucified. Bartimaeus obviously responded well to the fact that Jesus was passing by. As we break down today, amen, glory to God, to learn about what happened here, this man could not see exactly what he should do. Jesus, when Jesus is passing by like blind Bartimaeus, we must understand our need.
And I've been in some situations with people, glory to God, that have been pastoring, and there have been moments when I'm asked them, is there anything that I can pray with you about? I have numerous people tell me, nope, I'm good. I don't need anything. Maybe they didn't expect the pastor to ask them the question. Maybe it was too personal. Maybe they didn't have time to think. But I wonder today, maybe today that you and me, glory to God, may you have nothing that you need from the Lord. And so if Jesus was to come through today and would be content to push your chair back and make room for him to go by without anything or asking anything. But I have been feeling that there are some of us on this line this morning, glory to God, and of Oshanda, Holy Ghost, that who are reading this, and you have needs, glory to God, this day. Amen. Praise God. And it doesn't take you long to think of those needs. They just pop into your head. It might have be your job or your economics. It might be your need of healing. Amen. It might be your help of overcoming something. I've noticed this week, glory to God, as I'm listening to the worship, and there are about five songs that I listen to, praise God, that have something about needing God in every title of the song. Guess I'm drawn to those songs. Why? The pastor needs God too. We need God too. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And blind Bartimaeus, understand the need. The Bible says in Mark 10:46, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. There are three things that we see in the statement that reveals Bartimaeus' need. First of all, he was blind. Bartimaeus was not partially blind. He was totally blind. He had never seen the look of love and kindness, glory to God, from his mother's face. And while a pile of camel dung or whatever on the road was on the road, and he couldn't see to step across, and he couldn't see the ditches. Come on, somebody. He could not see the long hanging branches like we can. He was unaware of the angry dogs, and glory to God, in the night sky above Jericho was bright with millions of stars, and it was all darkness to him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory to God. The beauty of the birds, the butterflies, the rainbow, the flowers, and the trees, and the little children, all withheld from him. All at night when he closed his eyes. Come on, somebody. And in the morning when he opened them again, it was all unlike the other utter blackness. That was the world he lives in. He was blind. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. There are many in the world that are blind to the gospel. Satan has placed on their spiritual eyes, glory to God, a think secure blindfold so they cannot see. They live in darkness. Tell them John 3:16, and it means nothing to them. Give them a testimony, and they shrug their shoulders. And tell them that Jesus is the answer, and they look at you like a deer in a headlong car. Come on, somebody. My God, I give them glory. They don't get it. They are blind. Satan has blinded them. Is there anything that is grateful that you have seen the beauty of the light of the gospel? Many of the people don't even open up the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need the Lord Jesus Christ as blind Bartimaeus needed Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And he was impoverished, and it says he was begging. This was not of his own doing. Some people are born blind in a wealthy family. They don't find themselves on the street begging. This man was completely dependent upon those who had tossed him a few coins so he could buy enough food to survive another day. He had nothing to sell. He had no service he could perform. He was stuck. He was marginalized and sidelined. Have you ever been marginalized and sidelined? He was on the side of the road like those who beg at the street corner today. Glory to God. It just got to the point, amen. I hear people say, I'm so tired of the people panhandling on the street corners. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So he was like those that beg on the corner today. He got used to the idea that he really wasn't important, that he had no value. Come on, somebody. Most looked at him in disdain. Come on, what does disdain mean? The feeling of someone unworthy, of one considering respect, or glory to God, no respect, no unworthy. Amen. He was viewed as being stupid and ignorant, actually a kind of nuisance up to society. They didn't see his struggle. In fact, they didn't see and didn't care. Blind Bartimaeus was not a moron. How many of us, glory to God, realize sometimes that the handicapped people can be treated as if they were, glory to God, simpletons. And in fact, praise God, they are intelligent. Some of them are so intelligent, praise God, much brighter than the people shouting at them. The most important thing about Bartimaeus was that he was a man created in the image of God. Come on, somebody, God, I thank you, Jesus. He could think and reason. He heard about Jesus Nazareth. In fact, it seemed like everyone was talking about him. The ladies as they passed by on the way to the marketplace telling of the wonders. Can you imagine the things that blind Bartimaeus heard while sitting? Amen. Praise God. Begging. Amen. The men as they gathered on the street to do business. Glory to God was talking of the miracles, asking who he was. Everyone had a cousin or a friend whose life had been transformed by Jesus. Come on, somebody. He knew that the lepers had been healed. He knew that the fish and the bread had multiplied. He had even heard that, glory to God, that he walked on water, calmed the storm. Bartimaeus heard all this, and glory to God, with a keen sense of hearing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He had time to reflect about all of those things, and he had witnessed none of the Lord's mighty miracles. Amen. He had not had the opportunity to talk with the widow of Nain's son and Jairus and Mary, the mother of Martha. Come on, somebody. He had never seen the dead people raised with the word of God, the lepers healed with a touch. Come on, somebody. But he had the ears open. And the wheels of his mind revolved furiously in his life of darkness. And he took seriously the hearsays of many conversations and put together all the information he gathered. Amen. Praise God. These wonderful sayings indeed. And at the time, at one time, someone must have said to one another, amen, glory to God, in his hearing, that Jesus had healed a man and who was born blind. And the man was washed in the pool of Siloam. Come on, somebody. And had gone home saying, how could he forget? If only Jesus would pass by. That's because his hope, that became his longing. The season you are in has been maybe so hard, so difficult, so painful. You know your need. So I'm encouraging you to set your hope on Jesus today. When Jesus is passing by, not only do we need to understand our need, but when Jesus passes by, we must cry out to him. Come on, Holy Ghost. If there would be one message that I could get out to the people and get them to understand it, glory to God, and do it, is a simple truth that when you have a need, cry out to Jesus. I cannot tell you how many times in my life I have done the very thing, praise God. So I'm not going to tell you something that I have never done. When a person is disappointed by the way things turn out in life, that is not the same to get angry with God. Bartimaeus could have been bitter and angry about his situation, blaming God. It is a time to humble yourself and cry out to him. When life hurts you, when others have hurt you, don't get bitter. Cry out to Jesus. When you have a need in your life, cry out to Jesus. Turn to him. Lift your voice to him. The day coming in blind Bartimaeus' life when he heard a commotion coming down the street. Oh, my God. Can you imagine blind Bartimaeus heard this commotion? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He could hear it from the block away. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The crowd and all the news, the shout and the footsteps seem to shake the very ground. Come on, say, Messiah, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Jesus. This was not an ordinary event in a place like Jericho. He wondered what the commotion was all about. And then someone said, it is a miracle worker. It is Jesus. He is passing by. Bartimaeus knew this was his opportunity. Today, God is saying today, this is your opportunity to bring me everything that bothers you. To bring me everything, glory to God, that's holding you back. Bring me everything, glory to God, that makes you disappointed. Bring me everything that makes you happy. Just tell the Lord about it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Mark 10:47, and when he heard that it was Jesus now, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Blind Bartimaeus lifted up his voice and cried out. He started to shout out. The Bible said that he cried out. It is not talking about the silent inward cry. It is talking about using your voice and with intensity and with passion. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Is God deaf? Of course not. He's not deaf. But there is something to be said about the desire that is on one's heart that translates into urgency and intensity in your voice that he shouted. He cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus was the first word on his lips. Jesus, he cried. This was not the name chosen by Joseph. Jesus' earthly father, but given the newborn Jesus by a messenger from God. The Bible says in Matthew 1:21, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The name speaks so eloquently of who this one is and why the Father sent the Son into the world. It means Savior. It means salvation is the Lord. It means Jehovah saved. Barnabas, glory to God, the Holy Ghost, wanted the attention of Jesus, the Savior. Bartimaeus, and he also said, Son of David, Bartimaeus lived, glory to God, when I looked it up, 18 miles from King David, great city, Jerusalem. He knew something about this one who was the greatest of all the kings of Judah. His mind pierced, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, together, bits of information. He knew that he had heard, and he, oh my God, I thank you, Jesus. He knows how a beggar got such accurate information about Jesus. He recognize him as David's son. This is the one who will sit on the David's throne. This is the king who will come to be a part of David's lineage. But more than that, Bartimaeus cried to the Son of David these words, have mercy on me. Anybody ever said, come on, Son of the Holy Spirit? Anybody ever called on the Lord and said, Lord, have mercy? mercy on me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because there is sometimes in our lives, people of God, that we have to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are sometimes in our lives that we go through such pain. We go through such disappointment. We go through things that we never thought that we would go through. Glory to God, that never thought that we would get through. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And he makes you buckle your knees and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy upon me, God. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, God. But I know, God, that you're going to bring me through, God. Glory to God. Have you ever been to that place? I have been to that place many a times. I want to talk to somebody. Glory to God, that need the Lord Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus saw himself as a guilty man, not as a victim to be pitied at that moment. He took responsibility for his own sin, his self-pity, his pride, his lust, his greed, his short temper, praise God, his jealousy, all the sins he had as a blind man was guilty of. And yet here was the one who could show him mercy. Somehow he imagined the goodness, the kindness of Jesus. This Jesus would not treat him as he deserves to be treated, to be judged righteously and then condemned to hell. It was mercy he sought for. Yeah, glory to God. It was mercy he cried for. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Hamashanda, Holy Ghost. Have mercy, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless God today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. How many know, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus is passing by. Somebody tell with me this morning, glory to God, Jesus is going to pass by. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God today. Amen. Glory to his name for all that he is doing. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We bless God today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what he's going to do in your life, people of God. There's a God in heaven. Amen. Glory to God. That can change your situation at one blink of an eye. There's a God in heaven, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We bless God today. Amen. For what he is going to do in the lives of his people. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God for all that he is about to perform in your life today. God knows what he's doing. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless God today. For what he is about to perform in your life in the name of Jesus. We give God all the glory. Come on and bless the name of the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He also said, Son of David, my God, my God, my God. We call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Brian Bartimaeus, glory to God. Thank you, Father. He knew that when Jesus passed by, he, glory to God, had his life would be different. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything else would go under, but the Jesus would rise in his life. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, we go through things, amen, in our lives, but glory to God, God would not condemn us. It was mercy that he sought for. It was mercy that he cried for. Have mercy upon me. There's also something particularly striking about these four words. So incredible, the phrases, have mercy upon me. If you look in the Bible, amen, praise God, it is found in Psalms 4. It is founded in Psalm 6. It is found in Psalms 41. It is found in Psalms 51. It is found in 109. It is found in 123. These phrases found all of those chapters and the very instant of one addresses. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jehovah God. But Bartimaeus takes that cry of a sinner for mercy and he directs it to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was to Jesus he cried, have mercy upon me. Have you seen that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in the body of Jesus of Nazareth? My God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that he was in the beginning. He was with God, and he was God. Come on, somebody. And yet he made a flesh and dwells among us. Yet Corobo Son, the Holy Ghost. And we beheld his glory. Come on today, people of God. Today the same Jesus is passing by. He is a merciful Jesus. He is a loving Jesus. He is a Jesus that forgives. He is a Jesus that provides. He is a Jesus that heals. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. So when Jesus passed by, you must understand your need. You must cry out to him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My God, I bless your name. And then when Jesus passes by, we must be persistent. I don't know. Glory to God. Glory to God. When are we persistent? When we go to God with our whole heart, with our whole mind. Glory to God with an open heart. Be persistent in what you're asking God for. Be persistent in what you need. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Is there something to be said about the man of faith? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It would not be denied. He would demonstrate real faith. Faith is persistent when everyone else around you is resistant. In my mind, Jesus was probably 3 or 4 blocks away. My yet Corobo said the Holy Ghost. And when the news came that it was Jesus, it was in the moment that he began to cry out over and over again. He persisted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. What are you trying to get out today? Have mercy upon me. What are you trying to do today? Have mercy upon me. Lord Jesus Christ, my God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. The people of Jericho was lined up on the roadside. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They were coming out of shops. Can you imagine in your mind, praise God, they were leaving their homes. The street was lined up. Many people there was anticipation to see this one named Jesus, who was a miracle worker, and this blind beggar, probably not well bathed. Come on, somebody, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Probably dressed up in rags, was raising a ruckus. The Bible says in Mark 10:48, then many warned him to be quiet. Can you imagine somebody telling you to shut up because you're trying to get to Jesus? But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy upon me. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So I can imagine how they treated this man on the lower castle of society. I don't think they were saying please. They were saying, glory to God, shut up, be quiet. The scripture said they warned him, if you aren't quiet, nothing good will happen to you. But let me tell you something. He cried out all the more. There is going to be times in your life when the people around you just will not understand. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. You're that Jesus kid. The Holy Ghost, but they don't know that you're down reading the word. They don't know that you're praying and fasting. They're just going their own merry way. Glory to God, the worldly way. When you're deep down in somewhere with the Lord Jesus Christ, there are going to be times in your life around you, glory to God, that no one will understand. Glory to God, they might even tell you to be quiet. God isn't listening. My God, God, I say thank you, Jesus. He doesn't care. Come on, Holy Ghost. Aren't you important to him? Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, my God, my God. I can assure you that if those around you, you don't know, say it. That Satan mimics. Come on, go mastataya to the Messiah. Glory to God will tell you. You were praying like that. Just be quiet. It's not doing any good. Why do you fast every year? Why do you fast every week? Why do you take 3 days a week to fast? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Why do you humble yourself like that? Why are you claiming that the scriptures? Why do you get up every morning to worship that Lord? Just go sit down and be quiet. Satan will tell you God doesn't hear. leader. You're not a leader. You're nobody. This is what the enemy tells us. Amen. But I want somebody to know my Satorosana. You better dig deep in the season, says the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, get to know who he is, because there's going to be some time in our lives that we're going to need to call one name, Jesus, and he will come right away, because you have a relationship with him. You have a covenant with him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But I want to encourage you to just cry out all the more. If blind Bartimaeus can get the attention of the Lord, even so, I'm going to get the response. Come on, somebody. I want somebody to know you're going to get a response. All you got to do is call out to the Lord. Is there anything you believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? Isn't that his word? Is there anyone who knows that if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved? Is there anyone who says, I am not letting the devil tell me to be quiet? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My God, I give him glory. I'm going to keep on shouting and praising and praying, because I know my answer is on the way. Somebody, I want you to know your answer is on the way. My God, my God, my God. When the answers come, praise God, Hamashan, you begin to shout, God, I thank you, Jesus. You do a whole praise party. You get a new song. You get a new dance. My God, my God, my God. But today, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Know that your answer is coming. Persistent pays. Come on, somebody. My God, my God. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please them. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:35-36, my God, therefore, glory to God, do not cast away your confidence. I want to talk to somebody this morning that don't cast away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So I want you to know today that you got to keep a mush on the Holy Ghost. Keep coming. Keep asking. Keep praying. Keep believing. Jesus was passing by Bartimaeus. My God, while the other beggars sat still on the other sideline. My God, my God, my God, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, while others with human needs just allowed Jesus to pass by them on the streets of Jericho that day. That man, that name, Bartimaeus, was diligent. He endured. He pressed through. And then amazing thing happened. The Bible says in Mark 10:49, glory to God, so Jesus stood still. Oh, my God, my God, Holy Ghost, in the realm of the Spirit, when you call Messiah, when you call out the name of the Lord, Jesus stood still, the Bible says. My God, my God, he stopped. And while the possession of who knows how many had to stop, my God, my God, so could you imagine God, imagine the Godhead, Jesus stopped. Glory to God for this one that blind Bartimaeus. So I want to tell you today, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. You would have thought that Jesus would have been too busy to stop for one ugly blind man, but Jesus stood still. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Do you really get it this morning? The day ahead of Jesus was full. He knew what was going to happen. Zico Musanda, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. It was going to be 7 days full of tribulation and responsibilities for Jesus. Amen. But he stood still. Jesus would have purged the temple again. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He had met in the upper room of the disciples. Come on, somebody. He had a full day. Come on, almost a full week. There he had to preach the greatest sermon ever preached to them. My God, my God. Pray as no man has ever prayed. Ay, my son, the Holy Ghost. He prayed, glory to God. My God, my God. It seemed like blood was dripping down. The blood was dripping down. But it was so much sweat. Glory to God. He had agonized. Yes, Holy Ghost. He was agonized in the garden. He had to be arrested and beaten and tied and crucified. crucified. He had all that in his heart. My God, it was heavy within him, bearing the weight of many thoughts. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But he stood still when he heard the sinner call out to him. My God, I bless his name. Come on and give God the glory, people of God. God is moving by his mighty power. He's showing us glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that he's going to pass by. Yes, Holy Ghost, and you're going to be okay. My God, let us go to a song, people of God. I'll be right back. Glory to God. Know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's passing by today. Are you ready for him today? In the name of Jesus, my God, I give him glory.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, for oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a kid, and I have lived in the good.
hallelujah, the goodness of God, amen, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Back to the scriptures, amen, thank you, Father, for that song, amen, the goodness of God, amen, glory to God. The Bible's glory to God, just think about this. Jesus' disciple had no time for this man. The crowd just shouted at him to shut his mouth, but Jesus stopped what he was doing. Jesus stood still for Bartimaeus and the Mark 10:49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. The Bible says, then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise. He is calling you. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Can you imagine what must have felt like for Bartimaeus? The Son of God called his name, amen, and the Son of God stopped for him, and he was calling him, praise God. And I want you to understand something today. Not only did he call blind Bartimaeus, but did you know that the scripture says that he knows your name. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. It's also said that he's calling you. Isaiah says it very well. Isaiah 43:1. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. If he knows your name, come on, somebody, if you, as one of the sheep of his pastures, know, you know his voice. Amen. That means that he cares about you. Just as surely as Jesus cared about a beggar named Bartimaeus, even so Jesus cares about you. He cares. You are his. He has redeemed you. Come on, he went to the cross for you, amen, with you. Come on his mind, amen, praise God. He paid the price. Come on, Holy Ghost. And maybe it was a long time ago when he first called your name. Come on, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. But he's still calling it today. My God, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The crowd parted. The scripture goes on to say in Mark 10:50, the crowd just parted. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. That is a picture of all of us. When we came to Jesus, we had to take off our robe stained with sin and cast them aside. Our own righteousness, which the Bible says is as filthy rags, we tossed it aside. And that day, that beggar said, I don't need these beggar garments anymore. I am coming to Jesus. The Bible says in Mark 10:51, it says, so Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? Imagine today that Jesus came down your street. Imagine that you, like Bartimaeus, cried out and he stopped it. How Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? The question in the Bible that God asked men seem naive questions. He asked us stuff and he already knows, beginning with the first question, well, Adam, where are you? But they are all deceptively simple. Here was the very heart of the matter. What does this man want from God? Why has Bartimaeus called on Jesus? Why had a blind beggar shouted at the King of the universe? Did he want a handout? How much? How little? Did he believe that Jesus could do for him? Bartimaeus was a real man facing real issues and real world, in real life. He knew what he wanted. The Bible says in Mark 10:52, the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. This was a real man who knew exactly what he wanted. Jesus can do something with this man. I believe with all of my heart today that you are in the same position as Bartimaeus. Jesus is passing by today. He is saying, what do you want me to do for you? You, a real person, may
by God and for God. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Express yourself. You know, we always say, come on, express yourself now to God. We express ourselves to man. We tell him everything, but can we express ourselves to God? Be open with God. Be an open book. Come to him naked. God, this is what I need from you. So stop trying to make an impression that you are Mr. Cool or Mrs. I can do everything. What can I do? Yes, Holy Ghost, what do you want from God, the Son of God, to do today? You may think that the promise and the question was simple to blind Bartimaeus. John 14 and 13 says differently. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and whatever you ask in my name, come on, Holy Ghost, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. You say, Lord, I want my son to be saved, my daughter to be saved. Then ask, Lord, I need a job. Then ask, Lord, I need healing. Then ask, Lord, I need peace. Then ask, whatever you need today. Just ask. There's a reason why he's talking to us today. We cannot be content to sit on the side of the road during the season, amen, and not ask. Let us ask and let us believe in what happened to blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says in Mark 10 and 52, then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. The Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. There are a lot of people who cry out to God. God hears. Come on, Holy Ghost. He answers, but almost as soon as he answers come, they go their own way. Come on, I want to talk to us today. There was even a man Jesus healed. He was a lame man at the pool of Bethesda. He didn't follow Jesus. He went out and started sinning. The Bible says in John 5:14, afterwards Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. There's a lot of people like him. They pray in desperate moments, and then when the crisis is past, they do whatever they want. Not Bartimaeus. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They followed Jesus. He followed Jesus on the road. He didn't go back. He didn't step. Come on, he didn't stop following him. He could see. He was healed. He became a Christ follower. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord with me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because Jesus want to change your situation. We bless and praise God on today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word of God. We're going to cast those old garments off today. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I believe by my Santo Holy Ghost that when he cast those beggar garments off, that glory to God, he was so fruitful in time past. Y'all better talk to me today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when we cast off things off our minds, cast things off our bodies, glory to God, Jesus will drape us again. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that Jesus is stopping by. He want to bless you today. Glory to God, don't be like everybody else. Be quiet when you know you need Jesus. My God, we got to call on him, praise God. Whatever you want to see in this season, begin to call on him. You want change to come in your life, call on him, my God. You want your death to be canceled, call on him. God, show me how to do it. My God. God, show me how to walk this walk, how to talk this talk. God, show me what you want me to do next. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Lord, I need healing. God, I need deliverance. God, I need you to make my mind free. God, I need peace. My Santo Holy Ghost, Lord, with my sire, God, with a most sin in the higher, whatever you need from the Lord Jesus Christ, it is here today for you. In the name of Jesus, God bless our ministry. God bless my spouse. God bless my children. God bless my finances. God bless my health. Whatever you need today, call on the name of Jesus. But one thing we got to do, we got to be persistent. And I tell you today, my son, the Holy Ghost, he didn't turn back. Glory to God. He began to thank the Lord for what the Lord had done. My son, God want us, glory to God, to go back to the altar where we first met him. Amen. Praise God. We was on fire. Glory to God. It was nothing for us to put our plate down and say, Lord, I'm going to give you my day. My son, the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm going to read your word. Glory to God. No matter if I get tired. God, I don't know how to pray. But God, show me, glory to God. God, give me the strength that I need today to go forward. Glory to God. Whatever you need today, it's on my son. It's in our season. Come on, somebody bless the name of the Lord. It's in our season for God to answer our prayers. Pray till you see something happen. Call on his name when you don't see nothing. My son, the Holy Ghost, keep on going back to the altar. The altar of mercy. Lord, I need mercy. God, help me through this, God. God, I need help. My God, my God, my God. Is God talking to us today? My God, my God. I can't do it by myself, but I need your help, Father. I need your help. So have mercy upon me, Lord, and make my life to be glorified by you. In the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you. We bless and praise God this day for his spirit, the spirit of the living God. You will not sit on the sideline and watch everybody else cross over by you. It's time now to call for mercy. Don't sit on the sideline no more. I'm talking to somebody. It's time to get yourself together and let God be God in your life. In the name of Jesus. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I bless and praise God for our Sunday morning service. Amen. If anybody desire, amen, to get in touch, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to know how can you be saved? Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We can lead you to the right place, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. Again, that's 302-883-9799. God bless you. Oh, you'd like to be a blessing, amen, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen. You can get in touch with me. I can show you how, amen, to bless your Sunday offering or whatever you want to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget, amen, glory to God, on Thursday at 6 p.m., amen, True Vine International Church will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come out. Amen. Praise God. Get on the line. Tap into the glory of God. Amen. Your life will never be the same. We need the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to make it in this season. Amen. We bless and praise God. Let me pray through. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done on this day in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, we come, God, to you this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bless and praise you, Father God, for what you're doing today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, thank you, thank you for moving by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're God all by yourself. And we thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, God, even on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, to bless your people, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Father God, to have your way, move by your mighty power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would touch right now every household that's represented here, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that your word glory to God, will continue, God, to manifest in our heart, God, hallelujah, that we will bear more fruit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the new garment this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are redressing us this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that because you are our portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you have your way. Move by your mighty power. Breathe upon us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. And don't forget, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is our communion Sunday. I will be on at 9:15. Amen. Your time, 7:15, my time, Pacific time. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So 15 after on our prayer line. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Get ready, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. DD with a song.
You got to hear before it happens. Hear before it happens. See before it happens. You got to know. Won't be, but God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. it's gonna happen. Oh, that's too easy.